Welcome to a shorter than usual SSP podcast, rushed out in the aftermath of an amazing Greek election. In this, our Greece 2 programme, Tommy Ball speaking yesterday, and then an on-the-spot report from Colin Fox tonight enjoying the celebrations on the streets of Athens. First, the Manics.
I think everyone on the European radical left is tremendously excited about tomorrow's Greek general election. Opinion polling consistently suggests that the Syriza, the coalition of the radical left, is going to make massive gains and is very likely to either be a majority government or be the major partner in a coalition administration in Greece. This would represent the first radical left government in Europe in living memory for most of us. And the reason we're so excited is because there are many on the radical left across Europe who firmly believe that a successful socialist government in Greece will give impetus to our radical socialist movements across the continent. And no more so is that going to be shown than in Spain, where the Podemos radical left's movement again is making massive gains in opinion polls for the upcoming election for the Cortes in December. Greece is in a particularly poor situation at the moment. They are burdened by the European Central Bank and the IMF's extremely onerous bailout conditions. The Greek economy is in a state of siege at the moment, with money fleeing the country. This has been in part due to an undermining of the Greek economy that runs in the banks. The whole catastrophe has been well documented. I don't think I need to go into it. But the people of Greece have had enough of austerity. They've had enough of being punished for the mistakes of big business, for the mistakes of the banks, for the mistakes of capitalism. And the people of Greece are rising up and they're saying no more. And that's why they're going to throw out tomorrow, if the opinion polls are correct, the coalition government of New Democracy, which is a conservative party, and PASOK, which is the Greek equivalent of New Labour. PASOK might not even make it back into the Vouli, the Greek parliament, because parties entering the parliament require to pass a threshold of 3%. And it's great that in the home of democracy, the radical left is going to make these tremendous gains. It's not, of course, a coincidence that Greece also gave the world the cynicism movement. And with 100,000 first-time voters being deliberately disenfranchised by the Interior Ministry, you can see that the establishment in Greece, as it will be throughout Europe, is going to pull out all the stops to make sure that the radical left doesn't govern Greece successfully. 50% of young Greek people are unemployed. So it's no surprise that Syriza is polling around 42% of the youth vote, and those are the people who've been disenfranchised in Greece. So we have to hope that the other Greek citizens stand up for their young people and exercise their vote on their behalf, and exercise their vote for Syriza. We should know the results of the Greek election by around 8 o'clock at our time on Sunday night. I'd just like to extend my best wishes to Alexis Tsipras, who is going to be the new Greek Prime Minister, and to Syriza, and to implore them to stay strong in the face of what's going to be some pretty brutal efforts to undermine socialism in Greece. But if socialism's successful in Greece, that can be translated elsewhere in Europe, and let's hope that that can be translated to Scotland as well. So good luck, Syriza, tomorrow.
Are blue. When you're born in this world, they give the colours to you. You don't have a choice. In a city that's shaped by the scars of the past, our colours are taken, nailed to the mast, to the songs of the tribes. Some call it a holy war, a subdivision to cut the city to the core. Another Derby Day, another casualty, day. Colours are green, the colours are blue. When you're born in this world, they give the colours to you. You don't have a choice.
Hi, this is Colin Fox in Athens. It's 8:30, quarter to nine here, and the news in Athens is that the exit polls have shown that Syriza has achieved a lead of 12% over New Democracy, not the 6% that all the polls have been predicting for the last few days, and indeed the poll of polls predicted that Syriza would win by 6%. It now looks like a considerable proportion of the 15% who are undecided have opted for Syriza, like so many of their compatriots. It's a fantastic night for radical left politics the world over. It's important to remember that 2-3 years ago, the same Syriza activists who are today celebrating the fact that their party is now running Greece, it's in government, were being tear gassed by the police. Their party was very much in the margins. 6 years ago, PASOK, the Labour Party equivalent, was in government in Greece. They won 44% of the result in 2008, and they've been reduced to just 4% tonight because they were a party that implemented austerity. They were the party that cut workers' wages in half. They were the party that cut pensions in half. They were a party that cut the workforce by a quarter. And tonight, Syriza, the radical left-wing party coalition, has been elected as the most radical left-wing party to enter government in Europe since the 1930s. And as it has been pointed out on radio and on TV throughout Greece, tomorrow morning, Alexis Tsipras and his party will take their seats, not just in the Greek parliament here in Syntagma Square in the centre of Greece, they will also take their seats in the European Commission. They will also take their seats representing Greece on the General Council of NATO. There are important institutions that will now have representatives from Greece not just representing working class people here in Greece who voted for them in huge numbers as a reflection of their disgust at austerity, but of course they now represent radical left-wing opinion across the world. It's a fantastic night. It's a fantastic night to be in Athens, and I have to say it reminds me of what the referendum result would have been in Scotland in September if we'd voted yes. There are people crying at this result. There are elderly people who remember when left-wing ideas were illegal to hold them in Greece in the 1960s, when their party was illegal, when their leaders were in jail. We have come a long way in Greece. The left-wing ideas that are so relevant throughout the world in Greece and Scotland now get the chance to enter government, and every citizen activist you speak to, tears in their eyes, overjoyed. They're also realising that tomorrow, hard work starts. They have to keep the promises they made on the national minimum wage in Dublin. They have to keep the promise that nobody will go hungry again in Greece. Nobody will go without electricity again in Greece. That pensioners and workers will have their dignity restored. That men and women in this country now have a government that belongs to them. It's exciting times in Greece. It's exciting that 2015 has begun, and the world has got a message that the austerity messages of the Troika not only not welcome in Greece, and they're not going to be welcome in Spain in their general election later this year, they're not welcome across the world. That's the message the Greek people have delivered from the cradle and the birthplace of democracy, the birthplace of the anti-austerity movement. Fantastic. What a place to be and what a time to be alive.
A salute at the threshold of the North Sea of my mind, and a nod to the boredom that drove me here to face the tide and swim. I swim, oh swim. Dip a toe in the ocean, oh how it hardens and it numbs. The rest of me is a version of mine built to collapse and crumb. And if I hadn't come now to the coast to disappear, I may have died in the landslide of rocks and hopes and fear. So I swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Are you a man and you a bag of sand? We'll be right back.
Remember, comrades, our usual podcast will be available on Friday with news, views, music, and Sandra Webster, our spokeswoman. Bye for now.